Preacher's
Sapidity
Podcast.
I mumble my words, so I'm trying to like open my mouth so I actually speak somewhat clearly.
Vocal warm-ups.
Yeah, pretty much. But for instead of singing, just basic speech abilities.
Just actual talking.
I just recite our ABCs.
Pretty much. Okay, this is started, by the way.
Continue.
We know.
I forgot that. I learned that like in elementary school. How does it go? The vocal warm-up. Ro, ra, fa, ha, la.
Okay, there's, I know, like 50 bazillion vocal warm ups. Which one do you want to do?
The main one, the.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do?
Yes, do, ra,
do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Dude, I know that from a song.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, ti, la, so, fa, mi,
we had music class in elementary school, which is kind of cool.
I had that.
Really?
I was terrible at it.
It was terrible.
I got my white belt and recorded karate.
They used to bring Guitar Hero in, and we'd play Guitar Hero, and I was like. That was my only way to validate myself as a cool kid because I was fucking amazing.
We didn't do that.
What the fuck? We just had cell phones.
We had those.
Cacophony, like little kids just sound funny.
We had cell phones, but mostly we read sheet music.
Mostly
we read sheet music. And yet I still can't read
it's
music.
It's fucking terrible. They never teach sheet music? What is the point of that?
It was horrible.
Kids now never
We played recorders, and we learned how to read music, and we sang occasionally. And
that's pretty cool, though.
Yeah. Played xylophone and drums and stuff, and that was about it.
I didn't want to get right into it, but I guess if we have nothing else to talk about. Jews. Life, philosophy, what? Jews? What?
That's not what I was going to say.
Let's talk about Jews.
I was going to ask you guys a question I asked with it earlier.
Go ahead, yes.
This is a little more science-y. I'm sorry, Jesse, but it's actually interesting.
I love science. What are you talking about?
Okay. Does life violate the second law of thermodynamics?
Well, first I would have to know what the second law of thermodynamics is.
Entropy.
No, it's called.
Read it out loud.
Thank you for sharing
this. Are we going to read it aloud?
Read the fucking page. Fucking amateur.
Are you professional or not? Why do we use Wikipedia as a source?
Because it's amazing.
Why not Urban Dictionary?
Just read the fucking source, man. No questions.
Just read it.
It's not a philosophical podcast. Do what you're told.
It's not a philosophical podcast?
No.
Yes, it is.
I've been lied to my whole life.
Your whole life?
I have to read it first to know when to pause. This is normal reading speed.
Second.
It's not in Hindi, and then Dwibbit can read it.
Let's read it.
Wait, where is it?
Read the fucking summary, Ben!
Here, okay.
No. God damn it, Benjamin!
I'll read it.
Okay.
I'll read it.
I will beat you. You're a nice guy.
You're a nice guy.
Okay.
You don't fucking get it.
Okay.
That's freaking Telugu. That's like an abbreviation.
I was gonna read it in English.
By translating it from Latin.
Okay.
Please don't do that.
Set it in one location, Ben. You do not move the microphone.
We need a boom mic.
Shut the fuck up. Set it down. I'm tired of you.
The second law of thermodynamics states that the entropy of an isolated system never decreases because isolated systems spontaneously evolve towards thermodynamic equilibrium, the state of maximum entropy.
Okay, I know that word, but I'm blanking out entropy.
Just equilibrium of energy.
Okay, so energy in equilibrium. To a retarded mind.
Okay, if you let me do what I was about to and translate it to simple English.
If you go to India, I swear to God, Ben, I will kill you.
It is simple English.
Really. Wait, they have that?
Yeah.
Wait, this is a real thing?
Yeah.
Simple English Wikipedia. Yeah.
It's like, that's like retarded.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like
I fucking love this. Yeah. This is built for me. The universe always increases. That's actually better. I actually want to do that. In other words, that's what I always need. It should be called in other words. Wikipedia in other words. Over time, differences in temperatures, pressure, and density tend to even out.
Yeah.
You're just saying that nature naturally goes into an equilibrium state.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Okay, so what was the question now that I understand this?
Does life violate the second law of thermodynamics? Oh. On like a very basic level, not like an emotional level.
But seeming that the second law of thermodynamics is derived from the empirical experiments and the empirical research of life, then the second law of thermodynamics is derived from life, so it cannot violate the... Life cannot violate the second law of thermodynamics because that's how we got the second law of thermodynamics, from observing life.
And from observing physicality, not life.
Well,
yeah, but I would argue that humans are a part of nature.
Yeah.
They are natural.
Yeah. So
that's the thing. Either we don't violate the second law of thermodynamics, and if we can prove that we do, we have to rethink the second law of thermodynamics.
Of course, but... How do we? Of
it's not we. Just as simple as...
Well, we don't. We don't. But yeah. Someone has to.
But, see, for that, you need to see how they derived the second law of thermodynamics. And that would take a lot more time.
Time we have here.
We can do that. We have for it.
Well, it's not.
This is so fucking interesting, man.
Origins to
you being sarcastic
again? No. The second law of... I'd never kid about science. The second law of thermodynamics... is the source which validates the direction of time. How is that not interesting?
Wait,
how?
What the fuck?
Hold on.
Have you ever thought, like, okay, we have time. Why is it in the forward direction?
This is beyond my mental capacity. I don't understand these things.
Nope, I don't understand.
Sign language.
Je ne comprends pas.
All right, it's let's go there.
Pictures of hands.
So, side carton.
Braille. Completely useless. Right.
Oh, we actually talked about that in psychology today. Would you rather be blind or...
Deaf,
yeah. And like 80% of the class said
blind.
Except for like our clique, and we all said deaf.
Except for what?
Other way around.
Would you want to be deaf?
Other way around. Yeah. Oh. Everyone said deaf. Most people automatically say deaf because they think like hearing isn't, they undervalue hearing.
Yeah.
Until you realize how difficult it is to communicate without it and how important communication is. And
I'd definitely rather be blind.
But being blind would also suck.
Yeah.
You will never see
anything. You'd have more trouble getting around.
You can never talk to anybody. And communicating would be almost impossible.
At least you can get...
Like what we were talking about yesterday, how important
but communication is. At least you can get to places, you can see things, you can, see amazing things happen.
Everyday life is easier.
On a basic human survival level, yes.
Yes, really. Yeah, definitely.
But on a more self-actualized level.
Yeah, but like if I was dropped in the middle of Afghanistan and a person was like, okay, I'm going to make you blind or I'm going to make you deaf, what do you want? I'll be like, sure, just make me deaf.
If you're in a life or death situation like that where you have to physically survive.
Because I think like vision is like a porthole to, or a portal to the life around you. And if that's taken away, sure, life becomes very personal to an extent. Because then everything has to happen to you. You cannot just see things like happening. A creeper. Like I love to do.
Can human watch?
That's a good point. You can't see things unfolding around you.
Yeah. See life happen. You know, you can never see that. So and we should value that too a lot. But unfortunately we won't hear music, but you know.
Yeah, that would bother me.
Dusting.
Yeah. And I think there's like an
emotional... Why we can't have you on the Puggy podcast, Ben. We're trying to have an intelligent conversation. You're just heard shaking your head going...
I was speaking he was German. Speaking
of, you were.
He was speaking foreign.
Nonsense.
Why does Dustin Hoff, Kant's, what he was talking about, Immanuel Kant spoke about, you cannot sense something.
Speak English.
Yeah, English.
English.
English. How about you try?
Yes,
speak English.
Do you want me to type it in?
That's
the, can you say in English, the direct translation?
The thing in which?
Yeah, the thing
in itself.
The thing itself.
Yeah, in itself.
Which equates to what?
You imagine something and it hasn't been analyzed by humans or anything. Mm-hmm. Because when you analyze something, you're automatically putting bias into it because you're using your own senses.
Yes, yes, yes.
The thing in itself and the thing of itself.
Just to hear.
Because you can only explain something with the notions that you have already in your brain.
Yeah.
That's why, like, when people talk about seeing God, like, technically, if you were to see God, you couldn't even explain it because it's inarticulable. It's something above you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Technically, you might have seen God, but that isn't
you have no
the
way
existence
you have no
of
idea.
God because you might have just been hallucinating.
And language, too, is subjective.
Yeah.
We talked about this.
Yeah, we did.
I remember that.
So many things are subjective.
Everything is subjective.
But still, everything is relative. Everything is subjective.
But if everything is relative and everything is subjective, we still have to guide ourselves through life and have to make some objective meaning of things, you know? to survive, you know. Like, right now, how do you know your hands exist? There is a certainty. There's a certain
don't
doubt.
Say things like touch. That.
There's a, yeah.
Did your physics teacher, Masseur, you remember him? Did he tell you about nothing touches?
Yeah, nothing ever touches because
yeah, it's particles. Just electrons interacting.
Yeah,
but then you see, there's a fault in that very statement. Your hands don't touch. Then you have to define the meaning of the word touch, and if that means two things coming
so
in physical,
that,
we should just not talk.
Nothing is ever gay. Because it's not gay if the balls don't touch. So technically, there is no homosexuality.
Yes, I guess. But no, see, that's a faulty question, all these physics teachers. That's just like a magical gimmick, because the very definition of touch isn't correct. So, you know, nothing touches, so what is touch? But anyway.
What is love? Baby, is don't hurt me.
No more.
Don't hurt me.
No more. Tin, 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 tin. Was...
Because
was this before the tangent?
Serious and professional.
So what was the topic before the...
Where were we going with this?
Why violate the second law?
It's called
I
talking.
We're off that
really
topic
a,
now.
Yeah, no.
There is no topic.
But I was going to say something before the thing in itself. Oh, yeah. Something about vision perception.
Yeah.
Which
is
hearing,
our topic we're talking about in psychology right now.
Hearing,
yeah.
Yeah, we're through with consciousmness. We're talking about consciousness.
Really? Oh, I can't wait till we get to that.
It's not as interesting because it's not so much about a mental consciousness. It's about physiological consciousness.
Yeah, which is not as exciting.
The four levels of sleep and just REM sleep.
It's not like Eastern philosophy consciousness.
It's not consciousness.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What we were learning in class, though, is kind of interesting. Supposedly, you have a blind spot in your eye to where, like...
It's Sikh, not Aukh. Was wrong. Sorry.
See, this is the kind of shit that ruins the podcast. Like, interjecting nonsense.
But I need to correct it. We need to have all our terms laid out correctly.
Just fuck off.
We can't mislead our listeners.
Go die in a hole.
It's okay. Anyway, do you know when I came here for the first time, I had to give a test so that they knew that I spoke English in the school?
They just looked at you, no, ESL.
No,
they didn't even
like
listen.
It's like the second or third day, they're like, in my English class, they're like, hey, just a second, we'll have to take a test here, come to this room. I was like, cool. And I went to this room, and it had like four different people from like non-American countries.
Like, who was there?
There was like another Indian person who could not speak English at all. Like, it's
how
barely
old was
speak
he?
English. I don't know, like, high school, man.
How did he not speak English?
He was a transfer student or something. It was just a bunch of people who could not speak English, and they were being taught English, like, there is a ball, or something like that.
No, my point is, if you guys, this is a terrible analogy, Jason, but if you both came from the same place, why were the English level so, why was it such a
It depends on, it depends on different schools, and it depends on the geographical location, too.
Compare Memphis to... like Boston.
Yeah. India's a big country.
Yeah.
You can see that.
Okay.
If he was like more
that's
rural.
Like Boston and
supposedly India is the most linguistically diverse.
Oh, well, yeah, because within India, yeah, like over 50 different languages.
The Grey?
The Grey, yeah.
With
yeah,
Liam
Neeson? Liam
Neeson. I will find you and I will kill you. Liam Neeson.
No, that's Taken.
I know
the
that's
actor.
His
the...
Oh, okay.
That's his name now. Liam, I will find you. I will kill you.
That's what I call him.
Yeah,
I have to reference Taken whenever I talk about
it. But I've heard really great things about it.
It's very existentialist.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Really?
I was just watching. I had no expectations.
It's on Netflix,
by the way. Isn't it about, like, him killing wolves?
My dad.
Yeah. Well.
My dad is so symbolic, though. Like, it's one of those things. It's sort of like Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
Wolves represent communism.
It's like there's a basic plot, but it's like the movie is just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Existentialist, like.
Yeah.
It's like going to church.
It's so existential going to church because you know the person's lying, so you have to make up your own.
We should start an existential church.
Existential church.
There's an agnostic church.
Why? What is the?
Instead of a cross, they have a question mark.
That's their logo. That's awesome.
Just go in there, and then you.
I am joining this. I am joining it.
Oh, I saw your. I saw the posters for coexist.
I did too. Yeah, that's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
No, can't coexist.
Not the point. Did you actually read it?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
I just looked at Chloe because I was like, ah, it's a lie.
Talk about it. She started a club on school.
And
inform him.
I'm starting a club. An Arlington Interfaith Service Organization.
This is basically
this is what was expected.
Interfaith Service. So basically what they do is they fund terrorists.
Yeah.
You're talking about terrorism.
So like
that. talking about terrorism. So fuck terrorism.
Daniel's club is the higher thought society, so yours is like the lesser thought
society. Lesser thought society. Yeah. Precisely.
Boom! Good, roasted.
Precisely.
So yeah, all the lesser thoughts.
But with terrorism. Don't forget the terrorists.
Yeah.
Absolutely vital to my
organization.
This is
going in as an advertisement, by the way, and you've done the worst job at advertising your club.
Terrorists?
No, we're sponsored.
What do you think this is about? It's about terrorists!
Has anyone actually read Fifty Shades of Grey?
No. I read
Stephen's at the third one. He's
yeah.
Oh my god.
I read part of it.
Yeah, I've read like the first couple chapters.
I've heard...
But then they wanted me to buy it on Kindle, and I was like, no, I don't want to.
I got sick of it. I was like...
Yeah, I've heard really pathetic things about it, so I'm probably...
Scared. I really haven't heard good things at all.
They don't make erotica like they used to.
I know, back in the day.
I feel like erotica is like middle-aged white women.
It is. That's
pretty much.
That's pretty much everyone who bought that book. So.
Yeah.
Fuck! If you had a fuck one president, who would it be?
Okay.
Franklin Pierce.
Because he's dead.
Franklin Pierce. No.
Yeah, because he's
we're
dead.
We're talking about the corpse.
The corpse.
Yes. The corpse. Day.
I'd go with Senior Bush because he's so old that I'd fuck him when he die. So I'd fuck a person.
Can we get off this
story? No, let's not go there.
We're doing this. We're going down this road.
I really don't want to.
Ridiculous.
Oh, please, Jesse. Is he the man?
What are you doing?
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
All
right. Pictures of presidents who would
wait,
fuck.
Come on.
Are we fucking
okay,
their corpses?
Their bodies are, like, decomposed by now.
Okay, yeah. I'll give you them at any age.
At any age? Yes. At all?
As a little boy. Yeah, but it
has oh, good Lord.
Go James for. Buchanan, our first gay president.
Yeah, that is true.
So, wait, y'all have to fuck him.
Wait, who is James? Was
James Buchanan, before Lincoln.
He was our first gay president?
Yeah.
Lincoln was gay?
No.
Before Lincoln, Buchanan was gay.
Buchanan was gay.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Wait, before?
About him.
Oh, okay.
I choose myself.
Benjamin Harris.
Wait, what?
Holy
there
shit.
Was a president called Benjamin. At one point, because we had to memorize him for
ages. Narcissistic much?
He was like one of the worst presidents in history.
Oh, because he was during stalemate politics, wasn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, and he spent like all the money.
Corporate interests. Yeah, that was the worst era of politics.
It's rich white people controlling everything.
Kind of the way it is now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Except the president.
Except not white anymore.
Rich, kind of dark.
It's just rich people. Oh, John F. Kennedy.
JFK. No, because he's alpha male. He has to be that way about it.
Come on, JFK.
He's the most submissive president.
Ronald Reagan. Right now. Wait, is he alive?
Jimmy Carter.
Is Ronald Reagan alive?
If you look at the pictures, it looks like the camera's slowly zooming in more and more as you progress.
Wait. No, it's not. He died?
I didn't know that.
No.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
I don't remember it like being a news story, him dying.
Dude, it was 2004. You wouldn't remember it.
Because I don't remember 2004.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
Not taking the hobbits to Isengard!
Okay, are there any absolute truths? I was reading about knowledge and about the Cartesian justification of what knowledge is, and I believe that there are certain absolute truths.
Such as?
Such as,
this is better.
If I state that we are in, okay, a person outside, a person in India is a person who is not in the USA.
Okay.
That would be a truth, because it is based on these other ideas that we constructed, so.
How do you know they're not in the USA?
Yeah, physical.
Because they are in India.
So you're arguing physical locations are absolute truths.
Yes.
But quantum physics states that those are not, in fact, absolute truths. It's just the highest probability that they're in a certain location.
Okay.
Where did all the napkins go, by the way?
There's
one left.
Yeah, I know. There was one that, like, fell somewhere, and that's what I was looking for.
There's a bathroom in with a towel and soap and water and wash your hands right there.
No, I was just looking for the napkins to actually use them.
Wash your hands? It's better, more effective.
No, I mean, never mind.
In a non-clean.
Yeah, in a non-cleansing manner. But, so are there? And plus, that also relies on the fact that this physical world exists.
Well, we're moving past the point of being a complete skeptic, because otherwise... There is no hope for any conversation, because you can just come back to the idea that, no, maybe nothing exists at all.
Yeah, all boils down to metaphysical philosophy.
So to move past that,
okay.
We're assuming a more empirical sense of the world.
Okay, all right. So in that case, doesn't quantum physics still
imply?
Imply?
Yeah, that is. I was thinking. Yeah, quantum physics does put a
damper on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't really argue anything with quantum physics because it just kind of throws.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's just a theory. Right now, it's a prevailing theory.
Okay,
but
so
it's a theory.
Disregard quantum physics.
Then it would be right. I mean, it's just a play on words in a sense. You know, if a thing is here, then it is not there.
I find the argument kind of pointless because you can never know whether anything's. Well, I guess it's philosophy, I feel like it's kind of a pointless argument. But even if you were to know or not to know, it doesn't really add any value to applied ethics. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it doesn't add any value.
It's not like a societal question.
But you see, this okay. What is the use of this knowledge? Well, the use of this knowledge is that we know that there are certain truths in the world. Now we can not cancel out the idea that there are no truths at all. So you know, there are some truths. Now we can. Think about that further, but it does create some space for that. What else can we know, which is, as Kant would put it, true belief that is indubitably justifiable?
They all just seem like contradictions.
What?
Like, this is so because this is so.
Yeah.
That would be that. That's basically what I pulled from your. If something is here, then it is not there. It is not there because it is here.
Yeah.
So therefore, as long as it is here, you can maintain that it is here. Then you also maintain that it is not there.
Yes. It is just a reference point. It's not some groundbreaking discovery or some great truth, but it is a true statement. You know.
But if you take that. Then they're all, every state, there are tons of statements that you can make that are similar. I can say that is blue. Therefore, that is not any other color. But what more weight does that have as being blue than you being here? What's the difference?
Well, the question about blue and the question about color.
There's a difference there between something that is... that we can all agree on, and something we can't agree on. Because that is the difference between fact and opinion. But wouldn't a fact just be an opinion that so many people agree on? That's a quote, right?
Axiom.
Yeah. So, if that's the case, then there is no difference between you being here and that being blue, because this is you being here is an opinion for which we all four hold. But someone in Asia who does not know about you would not hold the same opinion. And if you ask them, they wouldn't know.
Well, you see, you're trying to define truth as something that is beyond the grasp of any person, which is the same for all. But,
yes.
But that
has to
cannot...
be something that is the same no matter what situation.
But you see, you said that it's... I'm here. Maybe a guy in Asia doesn't know I'm here, so hence it is an opinion because not everyone holds it. Or if there is an absolute truth and someone doesn't hold that idea, for example, in just this case, let's argue, there is no God. If that's the statement, or that's the opinion, regardless of what person thinks, there is no God, there are so many people who still believe in a God. Does that mean the actual truth that there is no God is false because so many people don't believe it now?
No, it means that it's an opinion.
So it's an opinion that there is no God. So it's not a truth.
No.
So there is no truth. Unless everyone believes it.
If everyone believes in it, it's still a fact, not a truth. A truth would be something that is true no matter what the circumstance. It's not something that can be viewed in a different light.
Truth is something which...
underlies all opinions or facts. It's the basis for...
So what if something is a truth, but at the same time it's a fact? However, we cannot prove that it's
a truth.
Well, a truth
would be a fact.
Yeah, a truth will have to be a fact, right?
Yeah.
And there are many facts in this world.
So which ones are truth?
Yeah. How do we go beyond that? How do we even define something as truth?
See, I'm under the belief of, they have a name for it. Is it coherentism, I think? Look that up for me. I think it's coherentism. It's where all of the facts and opinions in the world form like a net, sort of, over a basis of which there is nothing. There's no underlying basis. Is that coherentism?
Just a study of knowledge.
That's so coherentism?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if there's a name for it.
So there are two distinct types of it. It's one is coherent theory of truth, the other coherent theory of justification.
Do truth.
So if everything is on the basis of nothing, then why have this word truth if there is none?
Then prove.
According to the coherent theory of truth, there is no single set of such logical universes, but rather an assortment of perspectives that are commonly discussed under the title.
Yeah. Very Nietzschean-esque.
I think of truth as more of a goal, sort of, or a mindset, and less of a actual, like, what we define truth as.
So is it more personal belief, whatever you believe is your own truth?
Yeah. It would be more of like a lens-ish. So like, is that the garage?
Yes.
Okay, that was kind of scaring me. So like, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of a way to articulate this. It would be like, people's truth would be something that they can like strive for, you know? But it's something to aim for. We will always want truth, but we can't ever achieve it. It's kind of like Albert Camus' The Myth of Sisyphus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As far as happiness, yeah. It's the same with truth. It's something to strive for, but is unachievable. I think.
Do we need to have truth in our lives, do you think?
See, that's my opinion on religion, though, is that you need to have religion in your life. Whether or not it's... I'm an atheist, but I still believe that religion is key to mankind.
So that's a mindset. Yeah. Even if we don't truly believe in something or think something's logically sound, we should still believe in it just for the sake of having a belief?
Well, no, you need to believe something. Everyone needs to believe something. What do you believe?
If you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. Yeah. I get that.
You need to you need to believe something. It's not in the case of, like, a religion, metaphysical standpoint, but you need to something. Well, not. I mean, like, even that. For instance, I hold the belief that my beliefs are true until proven wrong.
You need to have.
And that belief satisfies my confidence.
Yeah, you need to have.
You need to think you're sure.
Morals. You need to have.
Well, you need to believe in something. Well, no matter what it is, you have. Humans have to be.
You have to be sure of something.
Like a basis. Yeah.
So when you say believe in something, are you talking about like believing in a certain moral code, or are you like believing in like a purpose in life, or
believing in
anything?
Okay. You need to believe in something. That has to be something that you believe. For instance, if I built my entire life on the basis that her genes are blue, I'd have a very interesting life, but I could do it.
If there is a statement, there is no truth.
Is that napkin used?
Partially.
Forget it.
Out of curiosity, what do you want a napkin so bad?
Don't worry about it. Continue.
No, we have to get to the bottom of this now.
I was gonna have a donut, but because there's no napkin.
No, because I like cleanliness. I support you in your cause. I will be back with a napkin.
Thank you.
Conversation.
Okay.
Statement one: there is no truth.
Okay.
Question: is statement one true?
Ha!
Because if it is true, then
there's truth.
That is, yeah.
Quite the conundrum. Dix. Sorry. Why would they name it Dix?
They have shirts that say "I heart Dix." I want one really bad.
Where is it?
The
Dix Sporting Goods.
The volleyball.
We're not.
Oh, watching. I see it. Yeah, I see it.
Why'd you do Dix?
The person's name.
So could we say?
But still, like, I don't know.
Could we say that the only truth is that there is no truth?
Or would that be there's an exception to every rule, or
would
there
that
is
be
no
self-defeating?
Truth? Or is that there is no truth?
Hey, we came out. We're questioning something. Well, Dwivid destroyed my entire thesis, and then so now we're questioning something.
Okay, repeat what was said.
Yeah. Statement.
Thank you.
First off, banana. Who wants it?
I like bananas in my mouth.
I know you would.
All right. Statement.
Gracias.
There is no truth. Question: is that statement true?
Mind fuck.
No, no, there has to be a way out. This, we can
There's go. Never a way out. We're all trapped.
Is that statement a fact? Is that or is it an opinion?
Again, it's all opinion.
Well, opinion!
It's everything is subjective.
It is
if
an
that
opinion.
Statement is an opinion.
Subjectivism.
If that My statement philosophy. Is an opinion, that so the idea that there is no truth is just an opinion. So
yeah.
There might actually be truths.
There might actually be truths.
See, you're saying
there you
so,
go. That's
yeah,
it.
It works. There, it's
That's
just
it,
an opinion.
Because there might be truths, but we don't know of them yet. So I would say
because
that.
Because if a truth has
yeah.
to be a fact, that's just an opinion. Because there's plenty of people who think that there are true things. So
but that
there is no
be
truth would be an opinion. Not even a fact.
But even then, even if we
yeah.
don't know their truths, and say we find out if they're truths, that could again be disproven.
Yeah.
It's a never-ending cycle of we find something else that disproves all
yeah.
what we thought were facts. So nothing really is true, because we'll constantly be disproving things.
So
i.e. quantum
to...
physics.
And truth needs to have a more clear meaning, yeah.
That could be our problem.
Definition.
Yeah. Definition.
Definition is
yes,
always the problem.
Talking about analogy, how about no?
Always the problem.
Don't go down that road.
I can hear Ben
Define.
In the distance just... oozing with excitement.
Ron Paul and Rand?
Those are his trigger words.
Yeah.
If he's ever in a coma, just say Ron Paul and Ayn Rand.
That's how he goes.
He'll be fine.
Thank you for the banana. No, just no, no.
Won't go
you
there.
Missed our conversation about dicks.
What? No,
dicks.
Oh, dicks.
Morning, guys.
My dad works.
Alright.
Dicks. Why would they call it dicks?
They have t-shirts. I hurt dicks.
Really?
Yeah.
Not surprising.
Okay, did the phallic reference to dick originate before the name dick?
I would assume
I
so. But
I
couldn't tell you for sure.
In biblical times, there was a person named Dick.
Well, Dick is short for Richard, and that must have come around late 1800s, I would presume. I could be bullshitting that.
Yeah, I don't know how it went from Richard to Dick.
Yeah,
that's
this
Bob.
Guy.
A lot of names.
Bob.
Robert.
A lot of them make no sense.
There's
William
like,
Bill. How does that
yeah,
work?
Bill
like
Clinton,
no logical
William Clinton now.
Transition.
Just redneck slang terms for people that really have no merit.
Yeah, but if that's the case, then why did Sam? I think it's, is it Sam?
Samantha.
No, Sam. Like, just Sam is a, I think it's Sam. Is the name that they used to use for anybody they didn't know the name of?
Really?
Is that it, Sam? There's a word. I
in
think
America?
Yeah. I read
I it was John.
In... What?
I thought it was John.
That is one, but...
That's English.
Oh.
But
yeah.
I think it's Sam. I think it's Sam's the one they use. But they use it for people
Uncle
they didn't
Sam.
Know the name of. So.
Hmm.
Why did that not get some... specific purpose.
Who decides these things? You know, Richard to Dick. No
people.
Yeah, culture.
People.
Yeah.
The same thing. Like how does culture get fed? Rap videos and
if language is our use to define truth, and people define language, then do people define truth?
Yeah, they define it. They don't make it. But they
so what about
it.
What if we weren't
maybe,
here?
Maybe
truth. Well, how would truth be then?
No. Well, we define. Language, and language defines things, however...
So we define things.
There can be concepts which transcend language, which exist...
So that's the question. Are there, like, these abstract concepts and ideas that are...
Why?
Yeah, you like that, don't you?
That devolved quickly.
I like Shane Object in your mouth.
That's why you break it off and then eat it.
Have you seen the video where she's like trying not to be sexual but eating the banana, so she ends up like squishing it and putting it in
yeah.
like that?
You're eating it the wrong way, by the way.
I know, you're supposed to do it the other
yeah.
way. I don't like doing it that way.
What?
Okay, there are many ways of eating a banana which people say is easier or is whatever
less.
Better.
It's easier to pull it at the opposite end of the stem because then you have a stem to hold it on.
No, because then how do you... No.
The easiest
Shut
way
up.
To say is just break it in half and then rip it open and then eat two halves.
Because
no,
then you just have a mess.
Yeah, really, you
no,
don't
you break
it
with the skin and it breaks. If it's
no,
ripe, it breaks in two.
Don't. Because
there
it would just squish the banana.
You want the heavier base at the bottom.
which is what the sentence
is. Why are we debating the best,
what are we talking about now?
The best way to eat a banana.
Yeah, but how would you pull it apart?
Yeah, if you don't have the stem. That's what I'm asking.
Do I just skip it right here? Or, okay.
It makes no sense.
It's a very pressing philosophical question right here.
What were we talking about? Are there abstract concepts that transcend language?
Yeah, like Plato's form of ideas. Is there this like netherworld of like perfect truths that we'll only subjectively think of, we'll never actually know? But is there like this other dimension of like truths? If that makes any sense.
Maybe that's when Plato came to a stymie and he was like, to a cul-de-sac, and he was like, well...
Cul-de-sac. He was driving in his neighborhood, urban neighborhood, bit of past white. Yeah. In a cul-de-sac.
Yeah, and then he was just like, okay, maybe they're just forms. Like, he just made that shit up, so...
That's true. All philosophy is just making shit up, isn't it?
And then justifying it.
Yeah.
Or something, too.
But, yeah. So maybe that's one way to approach philosophy. Just think of some weird concept and then try to disprove it.
Truth.
Just make
then
up.
Go, yeah. The opposite of a reducto ad absurdum. Absurdum ad reducto. No.
Speak English.
No kidding. Fucking Latin or whatever.
Yeah. So much philosophy is Latin. It shouldn't have Latin. It should have English.
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
What are you doing?
I'm Snapchatting people.
Oh.
Okay.
What does that mean? Snapchat.
Are you for real?
You just take pictures of your... of things and send it to people and they can't save it or do anything with it.
Yeah.
It's there for like 10 seconds.
No, it's iPhone thing.
Wait, why can they not save it on an iPhone?
Because
they can easily just press these two buttons and
have the screenshot, it tells you.
I need Wikipedia to tell me.
That they're screenshotting it. And now it has this like fail safe thing where you like can't screenshot it, or it's really, really difficult to screenshot it.
Yeah.
Which in my opinion is stupid because all you have to do is grab someone else's phone.
Yeah, and take
to, like,
a picture.
Click, problem solved.
Oh, yeah.
But why would someone want someone's picture so bad?
Okay,
well, it was invented for nudes, so.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, what?
What else would it be for?
Explain this to me again. So it's an app, I presume, on the iPhone or whatever device you have.
Mm-hmm.
And you take pictures and you send it to random people.
No, you send it to your friends.
You know.
And they look at so it's like Instagram.
No.
What's the difference?
Because it's not all over the internet. Only your friend sees it and there's not supposed to like take screenshots or save it or anything like that.
Yeah, like look, I just took a picture of myself and typed a little message that said 1 a.m. because this girl asked me how late I stayed up. And I was like, 1 a.m. because I'm tired. So I would like take a picture of myself, write that, or take a picture of anything, write that, click her name. It says 7 seconds because I clicked 7 seconds. Click yes. There you go. Send it to her. Now it appears in like this little inbox thing. You click on it, shows up for a certain amount of time. Then it goes away.
What if you type a really long message that she can't read in 7 seconds, and then
so
it's
she still has the picture,
program,
I think.
You would have
or
to...
she still has the message and she's not the picture.
And the what's it called, the message, is like sort of on the picture, and it can't be above like, I think it's like 30 characters, so you can't really type a long message.
It's very limited.
Yeah. Do people randomly send pictures of themselves naked?
Well, it's the nature of the thing.
Yeah. Well, that's
like
what it was.
Roulette, like
that was that's what it was made for, but
yeah,
not really.
Right?
So, what is the overall point of this?
Yeah,
that's the question I should ask.
Naked pictures.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was
basically
invented for nudes.
But do you use it for such?
No, I don't use it for such. I use it as a communication source.
Can you like take pictures of pictures they send
you?
You can
screenshot it.
Screenshot.
But there's a couple things that prevent it. One, it's really difficult because like when you do it now, they have this thing where if it's not like perfect, it acts like it's like you clicked another button, so it'll exit off of the picture, which is kind of
okay.
Because you're just taking a picture of your list of pictures. And then another thing is they have one now where if you take a screenshot, it sends a message back to them telling them that you took a screenshot.
Oh.
So
right.
It could be like a social faux pas, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to email you some pictures, all right?
No,
okay.
To be
I was watching this show and they were talking about Hamlet and a skull. I don't remember a skull
the
being
skull?
In Hamlet.
Alas,
when
poor Yorick.
A skull?
I knew
yeah,
him, Horatio.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
So when
yeah,
he comes
Hamlet.
Back and, you know, they're two gravediggers who are just having fun with a
yeah.
dead body.
Yeah.
Where Ophelia, like, jumps down into the dead...
I don't know.
Ophelia's being buried,
I spark noted that chapter. I didn't read it, though.
Oh, my God.
So basically, the grave diggers are having fun with a
yeah.
skull.
That's
and Hamlet just takes
line.
This skull.
And he's...
It's not the most. The most is to be or not to be. That is the question.
It's one of the most.
I mean, the image is always associated with Hamlet, right?
Yeah.
It's like, to be or not to be.
But it's not actually the line he had when he had the skull. It was the last poor Yorick. I knew him, Horatio.
So that's a little...
So why is the skull associated with Hamlet so much?
Because he's... It's one of the most famous lines from that play.
It's just a very bold image, you know?
Okay.
Because when he said to be or not to be, he wasn't doing anything. He was probably just prancing around with his hands on his waist or something like that.
Or, like, sitting dejectedly in the corner.
Yeah, yeah.
More likely.
It's just an image.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But Hamlet was pretty good. I like that.
That's, like, the one major Shakespeare play I have yet to see.
Have you seen Macbeth?
I have seen Macbeth.
That's the other good
play. I saw, Romeo and Juliet at the Dixon Gardens.
I can understand why Romeo and Juliet is considered a great play, but I never liked it. I don't mind.
It wasn't bad. It's not my favorite.
Relative to the other ones, I didn't mind it too much.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible. I liked it. It's just not my favorite of Shakespeare.
I think it depends on the context which you learn it. Like, if you're learning it in a good class, or... Yeah,
like, if you watch that...
No, if you're learning it in Miss Wilford's class.
Yeah, exactly.
She hated me so much. She really, she thought I was a bisexual atheist whore. She really didn't like me.
Are you not?
No. I know, right?
I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean, you kind of got me there.
Judgment, no, come at me. No,
I'm not bisexual.
I know, I'm kidding.
But an atheist
whore. Yeah, an atheist whore. That's a pretty good description. It comes close.
I don't really find that negative, though.
Yeah, that's
it depends on the people.
Like,
yeah.
Bisexual. That's a sexual orientation. Who cares about that?
Yeah,
that's a whole other issue, though. Like,
who cares about that? Whore.
Yeah,
that's just a social connotation.
A whore is somebody who acknowledges the fact that sex is fun and pleasure.
Well, all whores, some bitches get paid. Well, all whores, some bitches get paid. Craig Owens.
And some of us don't get to have sex.
A whore is just someone who acknowledges the fact that sex is fun and pleasure is good for you.
Mm-hmm.
What about a business whore?
Yeah, technically, isn't a whore you paid, you used, you money, sex,
together? Technically, that's like one of those terms that's changed connotations.
Yeah.
You know, like ghetto. Was originally, a Jewish neighborhood.
A Jewish neighborhood.
That's not what it means anymore. Same with whore. Like, it's not necessarily what it means anymore.
You know, I actually learned ghetto in my history book, which was, like, Jewish...
Oh, that must have been so confusing for you coming to your mind.
I'm from the ghetto.
Wait, really?
I'm not sure.
Well, it's the same thing. It's an impoverished area where people put one specific race or group.
Oh, I love that.
It's more of like one specific class of citizen.
Yeah, nowadays. Back in the day, it was.
Yeah, well, no, because a lot of times it was like, it wasn't just Jews. It was Jews and homosexuals and gypsies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was groups of people.
Oh, yeah.
It was a lower social class in the area.
Yeah.
But no, I was equipped for the U.S. ways and means because of rap music.
Good job.
Yeah.
NWA is a bestseller in India.
Huh?
NWA. They really relate to the impoverished youth there.
That's like
straight out of Compton.
Straight out of Compton. Oh my god.
Compton.
But
the police,
Oh my god, women.
What is the police like in India?
It's like if you ever get caught by the police and you have like 200 rupees with you,
just pay them off.
Just pay them off. I've been in many situations where, no one takes the... I wasn't even scared of the police back then. Yeah, and I was, I was 14, 15?
Just pay them.
Jesus.
Okay, so me and my friend...
You just cry, that's what I do.
My friend was underage.
It doesn't work for males.
No.
Around, he was under 18, but he was, kind of an adult. But he was under 18, so he didn't have a license for a car, which we were in the car... We had a huge bottle of vodka. It was just in my lap. A police doctor.
You hold it like this. I bet just this massive. I had this little bottle.
And the police stopped us. And the police saw everything. And the guy was just like,
Is alcohol illegal there? Or underage drinking?
Dude, I was 15.
No, but I thought in third world countries there was laws about it.
We have a law that no one under the age of 24 can drink alcohol.
Seriously?
Guess who drinks alcohol? Everyone.
Everyone, yeah.
The people who drink alcohol the most are the people under 24, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably.
Oh, we have life expectancy of 25, so.
No, so of course. That's not saying much, then. All right.
I was facing a midlife crisis, literally.
That's a good comedian bit right there. Hold on to that one.
That's distressing.
Yeah.
Anyway, go on.
Yeah, so no one takes the police really seriously there. I mean, if there is quote-unquote beef between quote-unquote gangs...
How beef India?
Like, there's any kind of conflict between gangs of any sort. If there's a police, nothing's gonna happen. Police will just stand back and be like, "Oh, let them sort it out." And they have freaking swords and chopping each other's heads off, and they will do anything.
No big deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like that happens every day. Just
when it does.
Yeah.
The thug life didn't choose you,
driven. Thug life didn't choose me, man.
No, either way. Fuck.
I didn't choose.
Can't speak. I need to take a. Why don't we have a speech class in school?
I don't know.
So much.
There's a lot of important classes that we don't
have.
We
should have. Like in Texas, speech is a. It is. It's a pub mandatory class in Texas, right? But here it's not. Yeah.
We have like.
Dude, I would benefit.
We have some
so
weird
much.
Classes.
I would benefit so much from a public speech.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
You do martial arts, don't you?
You me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, driven.
I was like, wait. Well, you kind of looked at him. I was like, I don't think so.
It's
yeah, I do.
What do you do?
Brazilian jiu-jitsu and Krav Maga.
Really? Cool. Do you watch UFC at all or not really?
Only a few fights from my friends, like people I train with. I do like MMA and stuff. V3. It's kind of local.
This local MMA in Memphis, that sounds terrible.
It's like the general area, like some of Arkansas, some of Mississippi, some yeah, it's bad.
Amateur MMA is awful.
It's
not really sanctioned, so it's still very like underground, a lot of it is.
Yeah,
it's
just
like illegal
it's like,
fighting
it's
pretty
like,
much.
It's
like bar fights essentially.
No, it's like Minglewood Hall. There's like cage fight tournaments and stuff. And a lot of my friends, like a lot of people I train with. Fighters like my friend Bobby Jean. I've been training with her for years. She's an amateur female cage fighter. She's pretty badass.
Hmm.
I love her. She's great.
How many female fighters fight cage matches
professionally? Not many, because there is not that big of a market for it. Or there's not that many.
Yeah, there's not
female professional fighters.
But there's a good deal. I know there's a few girls who train with me that are cage fighters. Bobby's a cage fighter, and then there's this other girl. I don't really know her very well, but she's really funny. She got her makeup tattooed on. She's like, so when I'm in the cage, I'll always look prettier than the girl I'm fighting. Like, you're hilarious.
Makeup
I love
tattooed
you.
On.
Yeah, you can do that. You get, like, I think she got her.
Why
she
would
got her,
that be a good
she
thing?
She got her eyeliner and her lips and her eyebrows. I was like, that sounds so painful.
Yeah.
I'd be really scared to get the eyeliner. Like, that just sounds terrifying.
Or getting makeup tattooed on your face, that whole thing.
No. I just couldn't deal with the needle in my eye.
Or getting any face tattoo in general. It's too hood rat for me.
Well, I mean, it's like you can't tell. It looks like really natural makeup.
I suppose.
Because it's not
that's,
like
that's a contradiction. Natural makeup.
It's not like outlandish. Okay, you're not a girl. You don't understand.
I don't see the point. I don't.
Yeah,
do people actually like it? I don't know. To me, it's like I don't think that'll last long. I think
what makeup?
Yeah,
like
you wash it off.
It's like a Victorian thing in the 1800s. It's soon to it. I don't think it'll last.
That was more of like
a 100 years from now. I think people will laugh at that. That people wore makeup and stuff.
They'll just genetically alter people to look.
Yeah, they'll
like,
just
look naturally. Yeah.
They're like, haha, they put things on their face, and they're wearing clowns.
It's yeah, probably gonna be it'll funny. Be funny.
Yeah. Alright, female MMA fighters, they don't have a big market because the people who watch MMA are usually sexist pigs. Ting.
Yeah, actually, I've been to some fights. They're
stereotype.
Like
stereotype. Well, you're going to Memphis fights. That's
good point.
Okay,
Memphis
maybe that.
Surprisingly,
yeah.
Most MMA fans are very intelligent. Just
yeah, they really are.
They get stereotyped as the tap out douchebags, the Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yes.
So
oh my god, I know. My dad thinks it's like
it's,
so low class,
it's
and
the worst.
A lot of the crowd, especially here, is like the fights at MMA at Minglewood.
MMA guys.
The fights at Minglewood are just.
But most people that actually fight, like train, they're not.
Oh yeah, no. They can be really chill.
Because to fight and train, you have to be somewhat humble and not
a
douchebag.
Yeah,
it's like an alternate.
Yeah, a lot of them are really cool.
Yeah.
Everyone I know is.
I mean, if you're really like physically dedicating yourself to something,
yeah,
there has
the
to
greatest.
Be some part of you that is, you know.
Yeah.
And you kind of have a tough time
there's
mentality
definitely
when you're getting choked out every day.
There's
yeah.
definitely some that can be douchebags.
It's
they're,
humbling, right?
There's a lot
yeah.
of guys that are in it for like the image, but.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people who are really cool, too.
What is the image? Like, fighting people? I could
like
never
this,
understand
it's
how
like that,
like, a positive...
Look
yeah,
out,
I
we got a
people.
Badass up in here.
It's
I don't
America,
even know.
Man.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay, you fight people. Like, if you're actually, like,
what does that mean? If you're like physically going to fight me, maybe I have a gun and I'll kill you right now.
There's a culture. Yeah, there's a culture.
But I think, like, because, like, we live in the 21st century in 2013, the alpha male thing shouldn't really work.
It does, though, because people are stupid.
But, it, I mean, I don't think there's a crowd of stupid people
and there's a culture. It's not, I never said it was logical.
Oh, yeah, of course.
There was this one kid who was sitting, like, right up next to the cage, the judges panel. Mm-hmm. He had had, he'd had his legs amputated because of some sort of cancer thing, and he was, like, this huge MMA fan. Uh-huh. He's, like, a huge fan of one of the guys who was fighting, and it was really cute. They, like, brought him up in the ring, and, really? Like, yeah. It was really cool.
You can still wrestle without legs. Like, there's stories of high school wrestlers who played wrestle without legs.
Yeah, there's some really good people there.
Yeah.
he was a cute kid, too.
It'd be kind of weird. I mean, like, sure, you want to, like, actually fight that guy without legs, but, like, don't you, like, feel like, oh, no, he doesn't have legs.
I'm sorry, you don't have legs.
There was a thing on ESPN, a football player without legs. Like, we won't. He just played nose tackle in front of the center, and he would just kind of... so sad.
How did he run?
He had the desire, but that's about it. That's all he had.
I feel like, I'm sorry, you don't have legs.
This is America. Everyone can do everything.
The other guy's just like, oh.
I'm so sorry.
They didn't feel like a bad guy if you, like, beat him or something.
I know. But then they'll, you feel like a bad guy anyway, because you know that if you let them win, they'll be, like, sad either way. But if you beat them, you feel like shit if you beat them.
Kind of half-hearted it. Yeah. Half-hearted, really.
But that's worse, they'd
be, like, pissed if you let them win.
Yeah, that'd be worse if you, like, if a person's really dedicated, even though he's handicapped, you're like, oh, no, I'm just going to be half-hearted about it. He's going to feel even worse, because, like, he's like, don't treat me like a handicap, even though I'm a handicap, and he should.
Well, as opposed to going all out and just, like, throwing him on the ground, kicking him in the face.
Just stamping. Oh, that is horrible.
My grits, I got my grits in my box, in my box. I got my grits in the box, my butter toast on the top. I'm rolling smoke in this shit, I'm popping pills on the top. I'm eating waffles and syrup, I've been eating breakfast all day. Big boys,
would you eat breakfast every morning, like regularly, ritually?
Yeah.
You do? Eat?
It depends.
Typically.
It depends. Usually sandwiches.
Okay.
I know, it's weird.
Like, and bread and turkey?
Whatever swings the string?
Not really turkey. Usually cheese and stuff.
Cheese and stuff?
Yeah. Sometimes turkey. Or chicken.
Okay.
I prefer chicken.
Some sort of meat protein, I presume?
Yeah. Alright. And I have...
So what do you eat for lunch? You eat sandwiches for breakfast and lunch?
Yeah. I switch things up in the morning, usually.
Couldn't take that.
You never eat breakfast.
Yeah, but I haven't eaten breakfast in so long. My body's gotten used to it.
Yeah.
And in third period...
I'll bring, like, a granola bar or something and eat it in first period. That's about it.
Yeah, in third period, which is chemistry, that's when I eat something like, you know, like, not really a granola bar, but things that taste better, not like a granola bar, because they suck. And after I come home, I eat the real lunch, which is, like, the lunch at 2
o'clock. You actually have, like, a healthy eating schedule.
What is this? What the fuck?
No, I just...
It's un-American, man. You should...
Yeah, really?
No, I mean, see, in India, people usually eat lunch around 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
And dinner is, like, really late. But here, you eat dinner early, and you eat lunch at, like, 11 or 12.
Depends on the people.
So, because of this...
Here, yes, you're right.
Because of this confliction, I just eat at every time.
Just eat.
Yeah.
It's actually really healthy to eat multiple meals a day.
Yeah, to eat, like, multiple small meals.
I eat, like, a massive meal at 2 when I get home, and, like, at 5.
Yeah.
Which is terrible.
Same. That's well, except I eat, like, a massive meal at 2 and then a massive meal at, like, 7:30.
Yeah, same here.
That's about what I do.
But then, like, when you're up late, don't you get hungry again?
Like, yeah, I'll eat, like, a dessert. So I'll eat, like, a bowl of cereal or something.
Mm-hmm.
Cereal at night, that's awful.
Yeah, so.
Mm. What's your favorite cereal?
Ooh, that's a good one. My favorite ever, which they don't sell anymore, they were called Oreos. They were the Oreo brand of cereal. Really good. Like, chocolate cereal and then marshmallows. So
good. That's good, yeah.
I also like just the general Fruity Loops. Why are we talking about cereal? The fuck did this develop to?
It's okay.
Fruity Loops.
I don't know. Have you ever been to a Brazilian steakhouse?
I have not.
No, what happens there?
Oh my god. The pinnacle of food.
So good. Brazilian steakhouses, they have that been. They're fairly expensive. I think a plate is like $80. So they're only for special occasions.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But it's a meat lover's paradise. They also have like massive salad bars and like fried bananas.
Fried bananas are so good.
Best cheese balls ever. But cheese, everything.
They shouldn't call them cheese balls.
And then what it's known for is it's meats. Massive assortment of meats, if you know what I'm saying.
It's amazing.
No, but
it is Brazilian.
You have a card on your table and you sit down. One side is green, one side is red. And people walk all around, like tens of people,
mm-hmm.
with skewers of different types of meats. And they just walk around. And if your card is green, they'll just pile meat on your plate. And if it's red, they don't do anything. So every kind of meat imaginable, from lambs to different steaks to ribeyes to every massive meat delicacies. And they just pile it on your plate. It's rivals heaven.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's amazing.
Why are we talking about food?
Well, Kelsey's a cunt, that's why.
God, Kelsey, why do you have to be such a whore?
People listening to the podcast will be like, who's Kelsey? What does she have to do with anything?
Kelsey is a whore.
Poor Kelsey.
There's no aspect, no facet, no moment of life that can't be improved with pizza.
If looking at food is food porn, then eating food is...
sex.
Yes. Pizza is sex.
Pizza is sex. Pizza is better than sex.
Yeah, I would agree.
We all know you would. We've come to the conclusion that pizza is better than sex.
Because you can have sex with pizza.
See, therefore, ergo.
And you're going
to
eat it.
Yeah.
According to Daria, that is true. Me, personally.
It's a tough one, right?
Well, biologically...
I decided pizza is better than sex,
biologically,
okay?
That's false, because there is no... Biologically, it's the most
valuable thing. Yeah, unless your brains are...
Not currently.
...to believe that
pizza is so much more important.
We're going to be real, man. I'm just going to be real. I'm doing this for the fans that I know around the globe that love real talk. Real talk.
Yeah, the most fascinating people in life are the most fucked up people. You ever notice that?
Yeah, it's so sad because I don't want to be fucked up, but at the same time, I want to be interesting.
Yeah.
I can't do both at the same time.
Yeah.
So am I going to be another mediocre, straight line, continuing to paint, or am I going to be like a...
That's why, like, spontaneity and, like, experiences are so important, I think. Because if you don't, then you're just this boring, bland person that no one cares about.
You have ideas that you work out.
That too.
Things that you care about.
Yeah, that's the most important
thing. Things that are important to you.
I think there's going to be one thing that you're going to truly love and do for the rest of your life. I'm talking about girls here. But is there going to be something that you truly love and are going to pursue for the rest of your life?
I hope so. I think that's every kid's struggle. From age, like, the age of adolescence, that's the primary struggle mentally, is...
what do I want to do with myself?
Finding your purpose in life, finding your identity.
Crisis.
Yeah.
Because they desperately want to find meaning. It's the first time they can actually think about the fact that they want to find meaning, you know?
Yeah.
And think for yourself for the first time.
Yeah, I still don't know that when I grow up.
Yeah. That somehow, that scares me a lot of nights. I can't...
It scares me more than a lot.
It's just, you know...
What the fuck are you going to do with your life?
Yeah.
And sometimes I just think I'm not fucking going anywhere. Like, am I going to fucking do anything with myself? Am I going to make a difference? Am I going to be able to actually...
And supposedly, these are like supposed to be like the prime years of your life.
Yeah.
And doesn't that not scare you?
I feel fucking mediocre.
I
really do.
Yeah.
That's kind of why I'm not... I feel like I'm not ready to graduate. Like, I feel like there's stuff I want to do here. Like, there's things I want
to
do.
I desperately want to hold on to the reality of these moments because... One of the things is, 20 years from now, you're going to look back at this time, and you're going to remember the good parts and say it was the best time because you're not going to remember the bad parts. That's how memory works.
Yeah. That's why people romanticize the past, because they only remember the good things.
That's why I want to hold on to the reality of this moment and remind myself, hey, good, you're having a shitty day today, you know? Sure, I might hate myself for it, but I'm going to remember the fact that I had a shitty day today. When I grow up, I'm going to be like, yeah, dude, fuck that guy. I'm so much more better now that I'm 45 and... aging and gray hair and balding, but I'm still loving my life. It's way better than what it was before.
Hopefully, or you'll be a miserable old man
who
hates himself.
Depends on your idea. I don't want to grow bitter because I can hate myself. I'm really good at that.
Not against the world. Don't be bitter.
I don't want to grow bitter to the extent that I can't feel anything real and just hate everything in general. You know.
Yeah.
No longer that callous.
It's
I feel like all people do.
all the old people do. At a certain point, you have to become callous to the world and just accepting.
But there are some cool old people. There are cool old people. You know?
There are cool old people.
Few and far between.
Yeah, but there are a few. The few are the ones that get glamorized. You know, like,
because at that point, you just like, I'm gonna enjoy it. Because it's all
over. Because it's almost over now.
And it's almost over, and it's all over.
You stop fighting. You just kind of accept things, and okay.
And you're like, I'm gonna fucking have fun with it now. I might as well. Like, there's nothing better to do.
I'm reminded of the poem.
It's like you get so
red, right? The mice, two of mice, the poem.
Yeah.
The best laid plans of mice and men often go awry. And for a mouse, you know, he has a bad day and probably dies. But for us, we are haunted by our past where we could be something, you know? We had expectations which turned into resentments.
Mm-hmm.
We have the future, which is still unsure. It's looming. It's really dark. And you have the present where you're just worrying about this balance between the past and the future. And your whole life seems like just one string of bit misery. So if you compare that to a mouse, you're just like...
Dude. Mouse can't even think like that. He's just living his life. It's like the cat. He doesn't know what's going on. He's just living his life happily.
We are Sisyphus. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't think I can smile while pushing that rock up the hill, because I see the fact that I'm pushing a freaking rock up a freaking hill.
Only to have it roll back down.
Again, it's the age-old question. Would you either be
ignorant
and happy, or intelligent and miserable?
Yeah. But see, right now, because you're at least self-aware, you can self-actualize to the extent that you know that you're miserable, to go back into ignorance is to slowly destroy everything.
Are you really miserable, though? Like, we have to put it in perspective.
Yeah.
Starving children in Africa.
Like, we're fucking 10 minutes ago, relatively we were rich kids here. Jokes is... and having the fucking time of our lives.
Yeah.
We are complaining a lot.
Spoiled rich brats, essentially, of the first world.
Yeah, first world problems.
Yeah.
But then, because someone is sadder than you, does that take away authority to be sad?
That's a fair point.
Someone is happier than you.
Because there's always
happy.
Because you're still feeling what you're feeling.
Yeah. That's why one of the escapes from this route movie is to just feel. And that's one of the most abstract things, because I don't know what the fuck I want to feel.
For
but
better or worse.
Just feel.
Yeah.
Just let yourself feel things.
Better or worse, feel.
I think the worst thing you can do is be kind of numb your emotions and just kind of go through life on autopilot.
Yeah. But I do that volitionally a lot of the times. I don't know why.
You voluntarily do that?
Yeah, numb myself to things. Like.
Well, you have to, I think. In some situations, you're going to drive yourself to insanity.
I, for better or worse, don't feel any kind of emotion when I see something ultra-violent. Even if it's real.
Ultra-violent. It's like Clockwork Orange.
Yeah, I don't know why, and maybe it's because I've seen so many things on the internet. Fuck my
but because you've separated from reality. Like, if something super violent would happen right in front of you, I think you would still feel that.
I know, I think probably. But still, I think I should still
feel something.
Yeah.
I don't know. You do have to kind of purposely do it in some occasions, though, kind of just protect yourself, I think.
That's where repression comes in.
Emotions can kill you.
Emotions can kill you. Emotions can make you feel. Emotions are everything. What do you feel right now? What do you feel in words?
It's the ultimate struggle is trying to articulate your emotions.
Yeah.
Real talk.
But do you really think life would be so much more interesting if you weren't sad?
Probably not.
That's the thing is...
I think I'd get bored.
Yeah, you have to have those ups and downs to kind of make the ups so much better.
Yeah.
You know?
It's kind of a cliche, but it's true.
Yeah.
Some things are cliche for a reason. Like, if you don't have contrast, then you can't. You have nothing.
You have no way to compare it to.
Yeah, if it's not. It's all relative.
Yes, everything's relative.
Real talk.
Okay, do you have regrets?
I mean, at this age, not as much as most people.
What
I'm going
to have in 20 years.
But yes, of course. Everybody has regrets.
Are you comfortable with having regrets?
No. I mean, that's... I think everyone stays up at night thinking of things that they wish they wouldn't have done. Just
even conversations.
That's the main thing. Stupid things you've said. Like, why the fuck did I say that?
It's
like
small regrets, yeah.
Yeah, the little things that stick in your head and badger you all day.
It's like the 5-second conversation I have with a person. I'm like, dude, I could have said that. It would have been, like, the best reply. I would have been so cool.
What is... Why does your mind do that?
It's a staircase, like...
It's because your mind wants to further improve itself, so it kind of bugs you with that tiny little information.
To make sure you don't do it again. It's like a self-correcting
mechanism.
That's one of the reasons you have nightmares, you know? So you can be ready for those things. At least that's one hypothesis.
So if it happens again, you know, you'll have...
It's the worst thing, you know? It's like...
It's like I should have said something.
It's like whenever I'm walking across a person... across the room and Chris says hi, I'm like, yeah, cool. And then go away and I can never take back that weird thing I said to her. Or, you know? Hi, man, you're cool. Breathe hard.
Yeah. Like someone...
Like in arguments, you have the staircase retort.
You're walking back in the staircase.
When you're walking back upstairs.
Perks and the Wallflower talks about that, yeah.
Yeah.
What? Explain it.
The staircase retort. It's like when you're in an argument, mm-hmm. like you're out doing stuff during the day and you get in an argument, and when you go home, you're walking up the stairs and you're thinking about you're going over in your head.
Yeah.
And the one really witty thing,
the perfect response comes to your head.
Comes to your head too late when you're walking up the staircase.
Yeah.
So, the staircase retort.
You know, the really, really bad confrontations I've ever had with people, at least when I was young. I went over them so many times that sometimes I just imagined the outcome as a different outcome, and now I don't know if that actually happened. So I'm like, dude, was I a boss there, or did I just fuck up completely? You know? I don't even know because I lied to myself so much.
Impression.
I lied to myself so much just so that I could feel normal about myself.
Repressed memories.
That's so sad.
Favorite thing is.
Real talk. But I'm not the only one who has these retard moments with people, right? Because I know
everyone does.
That's good.
As much as like you feel like that's unique to you, it's really not.
It's really
like,
yeah. Everyone does that.
That's good. I don't want to be the only retard.
You're not.
Yeah. But there are people who are just.
That's the thing, though. Everybody goes their life thinking that because no one really talks about those sort of things. You just kind of have this like guilt about you as if you're fucked up, you're weird, but.
Everyone
no one really acknowledges those things that everybody.
Yeah, because nobody wants to, you know, if they are the new one, they don't want to bring it up.
Yeah.
So is that the reason we talk to people? So we can is that
connect human connection?
We can.
Real talk.
Yeah, Zero Dark Thirty. Yes. No. Okay. So like, I get how that could be a really, really interesting movie, a really good movie, but they didn't take into the people who made it didn't take into account the effect that it would have on. People and there's all these like Twitter statuses, I don't even know what to call it, like tweets, I guess. Tweets, I don't know. About like, I saw Zero Dark Thirty, I want to go shoot some brown people now.
Well, that's the same thing with the movie that came out, Red Dawn. Like, they were showing the tweets from that. It was like,
yeah,
like what I got out of this movie, I need to go kill Asians. Like,
yeah, it's like, I need to go,
not
kill,
a bad message,
I need to go shoot brown people. And they're like, I saw an Arab friendly sitting in front of me in Zero Dark Thirty. I'm kind of afraid.
But again, you can't censure yourself for their ignorance, though. You have to create your own
content.
But
the majority of people are ignorant.
As a brown guy, I would like you to censor these guys, because these retarded people who actually want to shoot me now, what do I do? Like,
you have to take into account that there are people who would be harmed by these stereotypes.
It's causing a negative impact on me, even though I'm not associated with it, you know? As a third party, I'm affected by it, because... We say everything's cool. Let you make your stupid jokes.
So you have this
and it's not necessarily
completely artistic intellectual viewpoint that you want to share, but you're not allowed to share it because people might take it the wrong way.
But
that's what you're saying.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying there is a line, you have to be politically correct to an extent. Because if you are not politically correct, it's the same thing as a government. You know, you need the government to an extent. Now the extent can vary. Like, especially if smart people are running the government, smart people are drawing this line, they can understand the smart ideas that you have. Like, if you have an artistic film with nude scenes and people getting shot, I would be fine with it because it's artistic and whatever. But if you have a hateful rant about a guy just hating on, say, Chinese people for like 20 minutes...
Mm-hmm.
Like, it might be funny to people who know better, but to people who don't, it causes harm to those people. And it's not so much about getting offended as it is about keeping others from getting harmed as a negative byproduct.
I see your point.
But that's just the general idea. Personally,
I get angry. Like, I don't get offended. I get concerned.
Like personally, I think there are no boundaries. But
For you.
Yeah, personally, I believe that you should joke about everything possible.
Yes.
As long as you know your audience.
In a controlled environment.
Yeah, as long as you know your audience is intelligent enough to not take it and go shoot people.
Yeah. Like, okay, these tragedies, or the tragedies, which are tragedies, I guess, but still shootings.
The way you said that tragedy, 20 little kids be killed.
But no, because tragedy, we just throw around everything that happens these days, so I don't want to dilute the impact of that word. But anyway, these shootings that happen, why do we highlight them so much, you know?
It's a conservative mindset. It's fucking hypocrisy, too, because
yeah.
20 kids die, and it's the greatest tragedy of the generation, yet every day drone strikes are killing thousands
yeah,
of
yeah.
children in the Middle East and
yeah.
brown
and
people who
gives
a fuck.
We're freaking out about the 4 American citizens who got shot.
Yeah,
and
we had this massive reaction because we saw like
because
brown people that were like didn't care about 9/11 or
yeah,
felt like,
oh
wow, they
God.
Kind of deserve that. Because this is happening every day in their country
yeah.
and America finally experiences what they're experiencing.
They're like,
yeah, of course they're
going to
be happy about
tragedy.
That.
They're like, oh, now
yeah.
you've, maybe
you finally understand.
Get it now.
Yeah.
The Aurora shooting was such a big thing. 2 weeks ago, the same thing happened, but not at the movie theater. And, like, some brown people in a country got killed. And it was on news for, like, it was in the afternoon news for an hour, and that was it. And they're like, oh, well, you know, brown people got killed. Whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, the
yeah.
Sikh temple thing
yeah, the
in
Sikh
Minnesota,
temple.
Yeah.
yeah. And, like, a lot of people died there. But they're like, oh, whatever, you know, we'll give it daytime news for half an hour. And they just
yeah.
don't care about it. And that's over with, and no one cares about it. But we still have these foundations for, like, shootings that happened in 1992 because,
it's
oh,
white
privilege.
The workers at Newtown, they're literally asking these people, you know, don't send any more gifts to these kids. Like, because their post office can't handle it. They can't handle the intake of teddy bears.
There's too many gifts.
They're like, stop. You can send money, but
it's
don't
all
send
about, like,
more gifts.
How you relate to things. Because, like, us as Americans, most, like, middle-income white Christians, they can't relate to a brown kid in the Middle East. Therefore, they think, like,
they don't,
white
they don't have
middle-income children getting killed. They think of their own kid, like, oh my God, what if that happened to my little John?
Yeah,
whereas fucking
let's not send
Ahmad
our kids to fucking
cares about him.
Let's not send our kids to kindergarten because there might be a psycho who might shoot.
But
them
that
up.
Comes down to empathy. Empathy is if you can relate to someone, you
yeah.
empathize with them, and you don't you treat them more seriously.
That's why. How can we increase empathy? And there,
mm-hmm.
that is a goal to increase
yeah.
empathy. The internet is a great.
That's
source.
Why globalization
yeah.
is so important.
Yeah.
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 Understanding.
But
it's really important being able to comprehend the feelings of other people with different beliefs and different cultures.